from WAWG. It's Carol's Celebrity Scoop.
Doug Lewis, Hollywood Doug. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Carol. I love that hashtag.
I know. Are you seeing folks using it?
I'm not seeing it as much as I want. You know, I want to see it every day somewhere, but, you know, maybe it'll happen soon.
Okay. Well, we'll try to work on that on our end here. Doug, Jason Douglas, professional name. You work for a very reputable entertainment magazine in Hollywood. You're also an aspiring actor. You're a screenwriter. You've done a whole lot since our high school days back at GW.
Well, I'd like to think I have, Carol. Thank you for mentioning those things. Yes, I am trying so hard out here.
Well, don't give up, okay? Because we all want to, like, come out there and crash your place when you have this big party, okay, in one of those mansions.
So. Absolutely. I'll rent it, but, you know, of course. Absolutely.
All right. Let's see what's going on. I saw on your social media yesterday you were heading out to the premiere of Geostorm. I think that movie opens this Friday. Is that the fact on that one?
Yeah, I think it does open this Friday, and it's going to be a great film. You know, we didn't get in to see it, but we did talk to a bunch of people, and one of them being, you know, Gerard Butler, mm-hmm. and he's in the film. And, of course, all your listeners love Gerard Butler.
Oh, who doesn't, right?
Exactly. But, you know, we went because he was in a motorcycle accident over the weekend, and he, took a spill, and a car pulled out in front of him and cut him off, and he crashed. And they say he broke a couple bones in his foot and some bruise and some scrapes. But somebody called 911 and went over and got him, and he's up and he's good, and he went to the premiere. He looked great. You know, we didn't get to get in and see the acting, but I hear it's a wonderful film about climate change and got lots of good stuff in it. So he's good, and we're happy that he's up and about and didn't get hurt too bad.
Absolutely, yeah, and he looks good anyway. I'm just saying. So that's my opinion, of course. But I'm glad to hear that. And the movie does look very, very exciting. Whatever your feelings are regarding climate change, it's an entertaining movie. So I think it's probably going to be one to watch this weekend. We'll have to see how it does.
Yeah, absolutely. The trailers look fantastic. Okay. And you saw a couple of the pictures I had up. You know, they all look really good. So go out and see it, you know, and go out and support Gerard Butler.
All right. Dancing with the Stars. That is such a popular show. A lot of my friends absolutely love that show. I think last night was Disney night. But there's still a little bit of drama going on.
There is some drama on Dancing with the Stars. And our source, we have a source really close to us. And I mean, what has this show been on, like 90 seasons?
I don't know, a lot.
It's like every week there's a new cast of Dancing with the Stars. But you know what? People love it, and it's so popular. But there is a little bit of a drama, and everybody knows Maxim. You know, he's
right.
Been on for quite a few seasons. He has a brother named Vile as well. And he's dancing with Vanessa, who is Vanessa Lachey, who is Nick Lachey's wife. And, you know, he's from 98 Degrees, the band. She's done a lot of acting, some movies, and some talk shows. So here's the thing. So Nick, of course, is dancing with Petra, who is married to Max. And Max is dancing with Vanessa, who is married to Nick.
Okay.
Okay, we got that down. We got your chalkboard ready. It's all up on the chalkboard.
Okay.
So they're all dancing together. Okay. So Maxim and Vanessa are not getting along. And our source tells us that from day one, they've had this big ego problem. So both of them are just, you know, in each other's way. And one wants to do it this way. One wants to do it the other way. And they cannot get along. So October 2nd on the episode, Maxim did not show up. It's one of the first times this has ever happened in that show's history, you know, of 100 years. And so they had to bring in a substitute. A guy who had already been eliminated stepped in and did the dance with Vanessa. And this has not happened before. So they were all scared if Maxim was going to show up again this week. But he did. You know, you saw it last night. It was the Disney night, and it was a really good dance, and they got really high marks. So, you know, it looks like they're trying to put it back together, but they've got a big ego with that group right there.
You know, that would be hard because they have to work so closely together for such long periods of time to rehearse and to get everything right and all, and then to not be able to like each other. I can't imagine. Yes. Yeah. So I guess we'll have to continue to see how they get along.
That's true, though. It happens a lot out here in Hollywood, though, Carol. There are a lot of people that you see on film and on camera that, you know, have love scenes and look like they're, you know, really getting along in the film that actually hate each other.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So don't spoil that for us, though, because we think everybody loves everybody out there, right?
Oh, of course. Free love. Everybody loves everybody out here in California.
Okay. What else is going on with Dancing with the Stars? There's another star that's having some issues, I'm hearing.
Well, there is. Now, you remember, you know, it's a little bit, you know, after our time, but
okay.
you ever watched Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah, I remember
Frankie
that
Muniz?
Show. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, poor, you know, Frankie Muniz is 31 years old, but he's having a big problem. He can't remember anything.
Wow. So
yeah.
He had some, did he have an injury? What happened to him?
He's had a couple injuries.
Okay.
After he left Malcolm in the Middle, he did some celebrity car racing.
Mm-hmm.
He did have a crash in one of those and hurt him pretty bad. But he said he just, you know, played sports all his life, and he's had a few mini strokes, and he can't remember a thing. His girlfriend actually is helping him trying to remember, you know, day-to-day things. And he's actually, over the summer, he went back and looked at all of his Malcolm in the Middle shows and just tried to remember being on that show. He can't even remember being on that show.
Wow. That is amazing. That is a big chunk of his history that's just kind of taken away from him. I hate to hear that. Concussions are not a good thing. We know that. We've heard a lot about that, especially with NFL players, football players, that type of thing. But with a celebrity like Frankie, you don't really expect that. And I would imagine this has to make it extra hard to be on Dancing with the Stars because you got to remember all the moves.
Yeah, you know, I think he's like right in the moment. He remembers it, but a few days later, it doesn't stick with him. And you know, I feel so sorry for the guy's only 31 years old.
Wow. Yeah. That is scary stuff right there. So let's hope that maybe he can kind of get a handle on that. Maybe some doctors can help him out with that.
I hope so. You know, he almost got eliminated last night. You know, they hung on. They're still in it. So, you know, between him and Maxim, you know, that show is heating up. It's become like the new soap opera.
Yeah, really? All right. Very exciting stuff going on. Speaking of heating up, wildfires, they're much more under control now than they were last week when we talked.
They are, Carol. You know, the firefighters have made some progress, and the Californians are coming back to their charred homes. A lot of people are, you know, have lost their homes, but at least they're back now. They're seeing what they can salvage, and, you know, a lot of them are finding their pets. And, you know, it's getting better, but it was one of the worst fires we've ever had out here.
Okay. All right. Well, Doug Lewis, you stay safe. Thank you so much for updating us on this. Jason Douglas on social media. You can also do the hashtag Hollywood Doug. And he does respond to any requests or anything like that. You can ask him questions on social media. And you, of course, can friend him on Facebook. So, Doug, we appreciate the insight on everything that's going on this week in Hollywood. We'll hear from you next week, right?
Absolutely, Carol.
I'm doing good, thank you.